Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, we're live.
We're live.
We got to dust off the cobwebs on this thing.
Cobwebs. It's more like, you know, tumbleweeds and dust and all the things.
It's been so long, but we've done some things in between. Actually filming. Well, normally we'd just be recording, but now mm-hmm. we're filming. And it's just weird, but it was taking some getting used to.
Yes, just a little bit, but I'm excited. We finally have season two. Who would have thought we would have actually had a season two of Bookish Buzz?
I mean, we did 10 episodes in the first season. We're getting our feet wet, trying to figure everything out. And here we are outside of the summer, and we're like, we need to get back at this. And we were so excited having little meetings and discussions on what we want to change and what we want to do for season two. And I'm so excited for the changes we have coming up.
I think it's going to be exciting.
For sure. Well, let's get into it. Season two is going to look a little different. This is what it's going to look like. You're going to see our faces, our reactions, our laughs, our everything. And it kind of goes against what a podcast is, but everybody films their podcast nowadays. And I think it's better to get to know you for the friends and family that we have that watch our podcast or normally listen to our podcast. It's just like they're in the room with us, hanging out with us. So I think this is going to be really awesome. And that would mean our new home is going to be YouTube, but we'll still have all of our audio only on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and the other podcast providers.
We're officially going to BookTube.
That's right. We're going to have the same page we have currently for our book club and our reading sprints. And we put up our audio episodes on YouTube before, but now we'll have our actual filmed recordings on YouTube. We'll be doing some shorts and other social media posts now that we're on camera.
Yes. Exciting. Your face when you said on camera was like, ugh.
I know. It's going to take some getting used to.
I think we'll get it. We'll be good.
I used to say I have a face for radio. Now we got to unfortunately share that with the world, but
We'll be fine. It'll be fine. It'll be fun. It'll be exciting. And of course, a brand new journey. So I am just ready for it.
Me as well. Well, I guess we should probably let you know where we've been. It's been a whole summer.
Nowhere. You.
Fair. Physically, yes. But mentally, we have not been. We've just been busy.
All about family. You know, we had a nice move and that kind of took us away from things, having to get settled and readjusted. And, you know, it's just, but I didn't go anywhere, though. I'm still here.
You spent all that time at the baseball field.
Yes, that actually is true. And it's been so exciting that we just signed up for fall.
Fall ball it is. Here we go.
Yes. So definitely our side of things have just been busy and working on some personal development stuff, professional development stuff, my side, trying to get some things, you know, going and moving, and books just weren't completely at the forefront of everything. And yeah, but it was nice to have a break for me, at least.
It feels blasphemous to say books weren't at the forefront, but family is so important. So we have to take that time.
You'll see, like with my books, I think it was like June had the most, and then July barely had any, and then August, I barely even finished. I still have two books that I'm still reading from August. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to finish them. No, they're still there.
Yeah, you can tell from mine as well. Just, hey, June, we had a lot going on, but realistically, our summer really kicked off at the end of June. And so July, almost non-existent. It's like I didn't even pick up a book. And then August, I'm starting to ramp back up again. So hopefully the fall will be a little different. But my summer started out fantastic. We had a couple vacations planned. We went to Myrtle Beach, and a couple weeks later, we were in Georgia, and we were having the time of our lives. But I wasn't reading. I was in the moment with the kids, the family, the friends. So that was good. And then I come back and ended up getting sick and going to the hospital for a little bit. So that was not fun. As a person in their late 30s, I'll be 37 in a couple months. And man, 40s don't sound like they've got a lot of fun in store for me. So
they do. They do. It's life. Life is what you make it. And I'm glad that you're okay.
Yeah. We're on the other side of it. And changes have come about and, you know, nothing crazy. You know, I didn't have a heart attack or anything like that, but it wasn't fun to spend my first time ever as an adult in a hospital overnight. Just awful feeling. So
their food is so great, isn't it?
Well, I wasn't allowed to eat because mine was gastrointestinal.
Oh my goodness.
I had a tube down my throat sucking everything out of my stomach, which was awful.
Oh gosh.
I mean,
no.
Probably a 15 out of 10 in terms of pain and going in. It's in your throat, so you can like feel it. It hurts. I couldn't even have water.
Gosh.
So I couldn't drink or anything. So it just hurt every time I tried to swallow. And I was like that for 2 days. And then finally they got it out. And then I was on liquid diet, which it doesn't matter what it's on. Liquid diet was probably the best stuff they could have gave me at the hospital because everything else was disgusting.
My gosh.
But, you know, a few days at the hospital.
Well, I'm definitely glad you're on the other side. So
for sure. We'll get through this. And then I come back and I'm just so energized, like, okay, making changes in my life. But also, let's get back to the things that make me happy. So here we are.
There we go. I love it. I'm so happy.
And we are going to kick this season off with a bunch of other changes, book club and format changes, not only, you know, the video, but how we're going to do segments for our podcast, what we're going to talk about, the kinds of things like that. So you've got some fun in store for the next several months. We will plan on taking the summer off every year. So
I think that's a brilliant idea. It just goes perfect because we're home, you know, usually, you know, we're in Ohio. So weather does what it's going to do here soon. So it's perfect because we can still record and keep our schedules and be home and cozy. And I suggest we have more reading sprints, you know, live reading sprints. I think we should definitely add those in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Caleb's like, no, we're not adding.
We can have the sprints. We just need to plan them out.
Yes. I think that'll be awesome to have some reading sprints. And I really did enjoy that when we did that over the spring with our spring cleaning challenge, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. We won't be... We're not in for another readathon this anytime soon. Maybe again in the spring. I wanted to try and get one done for fall, but you got fall ball and we've got fall soccer plus dance.
Didn't we say we were going to do something for December?
We were going to try and do something in the fall, sometime in the off season, but I don't remember what ideas we had in store.
I think we said we were going to do something for December. I'm going to have to pencil that and we're going to return because I know I put something in our stuff for that. I'm going to pencil that one down.
Okay. Well, we might end up wrapped into something. We'll see.
We have to have another readathon.
You know, if you say so.
We're gonna do a month long readathon.
See, I hate that. I hate that.
Have
so much.
A readathon for a month. Clean up all the things.
That's just reading. That's not a readathon. That's just reading
for
a month.
It is a dedicated reading list.
Oh my gosh. We can't follow dedicated reading lists. You know that.
Yes, we can. They're called hopefuls.
Yeah, hopeful doesn't mean dedicated. You got a problem with commitment.
And this is why we're on camera.
Exactly. See, now we can't hide our laughter and craziness.
All the fun things.
So now we've talked about season two and what lies ahead. Let's talk about what lies behind us and what we actually did this summer, which surprisingly wasn't a whole lot of reading for what I'm used to, which isn't going to sound truthful when I read off all the books I've read in June, but June was still a pretty normal month for me. Then it went down. But I started out June, which is LGBTQ month. And I was like, I'm going to start out strong, coming out of the gates with a read. So I read Harriet Tubman, Live in Concert by Bob the Drag Queen, which I cannot recommend enough. It is funny, but also historically accurate and such a unique book. I've never read a book that takes speculative fiction like that to the level that it does. Bob is such a clever person in general. I love watching them. But this book was such a different view of them. Number one, the narrative voice was actually Bob the Drag Queen, did their own audiobook, which was fantastic. There's music.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
They rap. It's just incredible. I gave that a 5-star. I cannot recommend that book enough. So I think that was one of my favorite books of the month. And that was on day one. I read it. I devoured it. And I just loved it.
That's awesome.
All right. My next book is one of my most anticipated for the year, which was The Devils by Joe Abercrombie. Even though I've never read anything from this author, I was so excited because they kept telling me it was fantasy meets horror. And it was just so unique, but I struggled with it for a really long time. The writing style was just really different, and I wasn't sure I loved it, but the story really shines. It's very like The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, just kind of wacky and crazy, and all these different characters, werewolves and vampires and all these magicians and all these things. It was really, really fun. So I enjoyed that one quite a bit. So I ended up giving it a 4. Then I went to this book that I was seeing everywhere called The Har. It was a Scottish horror book, and it was so good. Like, I can't even begin to explain why it was so good. It's short, and the use of folklore, Scottish folklore, and atmosphere, and that small town, little village vibe was perfect. I really enjoyed that one, and I'm looking forward to picking up a couple other books by this author here in the fall. Then I moved on to my BookTrib review. Yes, we're still writing reviews for BookTrib. We will hopefully be known as official contributors here this fall. We'll find that out here in the next month or so, and they'll update the website. And if so, you'll get a link to that, because I'm so excited. I really enjoy writing these reviews. Yes, I enjoy getting the books early, but I really enjoy writing the reviews.
I didn't think I would actually like writing reviews, and I love it.
Yeah, it's been a challenge, but it's been so fun to like challenge ourselves in that way.
Absolutely.
So I picked up The Ghost Rider by Julie Clark, which I think came out last month officially, or no, 2 months ago. But I noticed a couple of my BookTube friends they read that for August as their book club pick, and mixed reviews, but most people landed about where I did with that, which was 3.5 stars. It was a really interesting take on it. You kind of hop back and forth, 20-year difference to when the supposed thing happened, which was the murder of a child, and jumping ahead to one of the surviving children taking care of her father and trying to write the story because he can no longer write. So trying to write the truth of what really happened during that. So it was really interesting. Had some good tension vibes, mostly heavy on the familial drama. So I do recommend that one. I really did enjoy it. And of course, I will link to my BookTrib review so you can go check it out. Then, you know, I don't read my book club books in the month that we actually pick them. At least I didn't, but changes will be coming. But I read Our Infinite Fates by Laura Stephen, which was our book club pick for May in June. And I actually really enjoyed it. 4 stars. And we'll find out what you gave it here shortly. But I actually ended up liking it quite a bit for it being a little more of a true kind of romance fantasy. Not quite romance-y, but it was definitely romance heavy. I actually enjoyed it quite a bit. So I gave it 4 stars, and
it gave me Addie vibes.
It did. And unfortunately, it gave me more Addie vibes than some of the books that came up later in my conversation that were written by the author who wrote it. So, but yeah, I did enjoy that one. Just a couple more. And actually one is a reread, but I read The Road by Cormac McCarthy, which is a classic I had never read. I actually picked up the graphic novel and was surprised how much I enjoyed it in graphic novel format. And then I'm stumbling through a Goodwill bookstore and it's there. And I said, let's pick it up. Let's see if it lives up to, you know, what I felt the vibes were from the graphic novel. But it actually is much better because it's not written in traditional format. It's definitely written like a, not quite stream of consciousness, but definitely introspective. So you get a lot of the introspection from the father and how the son is perceived to be going through this post-apocalyptic hellscape. I really, really enjoyed that one. I think that's my second book for that month that I really, really loved. So that's number two on my list. And then Overgrowth by Mira Grant, which was another one that I wasn't sure how I was going to like. I love Mira Grant, Shauna Maguire. Mira Grant is their adult pen name, and Shauna Maguire writes the IA teen space.
I remember you said that.
Yeah, I didn't have a good time with Mira Grant. One of Mira Grant's other books, which was Into the Drowning Deep, the mermaid one. It was terrible. I hated it.
I remember that one. You did not like that one.
And people give it 5 stars, and they just absolutely, this is their favorite book by this author. But when I really enjoyed the zombie pandemic series, I can't remember what it's called, but I really enjoyed that one from this author. So I figured I'd give this one a try. And it's about a alien invasion. And oh my gosh, I loved this one. I think it was too long, which is why I didn't give 5 stars. So I gave it 4. But it has the fun characters that I love in all of her other books. And I think that's what I was missing in Into the Drowning Deep, because it's a much more serious tone. And this one, the whole world's at stake. Aliens are coming to devour everyone on there. And our main character is one of the aliens who was sent here to kind of seed and start to get to know the race that's there, so that when the rest of the aliens can get there, they can assist in taking over. But they've become more human than I think they anticipated. So it kind of has some humor. It has some heart, but it is very much still a horror book. There is some graphic stuff that happens. I mean, it's plants devouring people. It gets a little messy, but
so not an Ashley book.
I think actually this is a good blend where I think there's enough. Well, then again, it is also sci-fi-y. So I know you don't love sci-fi, but I think you could find something there. Do I think you're going to give it a 4 or 5? No, but I think you could like it.
My sci-fi stuff has to be like really weird in order for me to like it. Sci-fi and I have not had a good history.
That's fair.
Over the last year.
It's not traditional sci-fi. It's more 60s sci-fi fantasy where, you know, things are kind of just, they feel sci-fi because of the topic they are, but not like they're not going into the science. So that's okay. Well, no, we'll see. And then my last book was actually a reread, because I was hearing people talk about it again. And I was like, I just want to read this book again. I want to experience it again for the first time, which was Gideon the Ninth by Tamsin Muir. I think I originally gave it a 5-star. I might have given it a 4 originally. I did give it a 4 on the reread. It is fantastic. It is a book that you stumble around for 90% of the book, just not sure what the hell's happening. And then in the end, it all comes together. And you're like, I love this. I love everything about this, but it is a little rough for that first bit, just trying to build on the world and understand the characters. And there are a lot of characters in this first one. So they're from different houses, and there are 9 houses. So there's a lot of people, and just their voices on the audiobook sound the same. And I said this in the first review, I recommend physically reading it. So I did it together. I tandem read it. And I would say that's still your best option, because there's a lot of names, and they switch back between like Nona Jesimus, Nona, or they have nicknames for each other. And I really love that book. I think it's one of my favorite sci-fi fantasy reads ever. And I just can't wait for the last book to come out, hopefully this year. It was supposed to come out November last year, and then January 2026. And then I don't know when it's coming now. Maybe spring of next year.
It just keeps getting pushed back.
So that was my June.
It should be good.
It better be good. I've been waiting for it. I also think the author has some personal things going on. So let's hope that that doesn't get in the way. I don't want another George R. R. Martin finish this thing.
I love it. Well, your June, I would say, is right on target, you know, with your...
Yeah, I read 13 things. That was quite a bit. Now, granted, I didn't give you all 13 there. There are some there that I didn't love. There's some that I'm going to talk about later.
Well, see, I didn't have as many as usual, you know, because I don't read Caleb fast. I read Ashley fast. More like slow. But I read, so I actually read my first duology back to back, and I think I get major kudos for that, because normally, you know, I will read one book and then I won't read the other one forever, or I might wait like another year and then I read it. But I read this Poison Heart and this Wicked Fate. I gave this Poison Heart a 4, and I gave this Wicked Fate a 4.5. It actually was more of like a YA kind of book. I don't do very good at...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Verbally discussing what these books are about, but I'm going to give them a try.
Okay.
So for this book, the young lady, she is trying to figure out life. She has these special powers that she doesn't know about. And all of a sudden, one day she gets this letter. I believe it was a letter. I read it so long ago. So, you know, she gets something. She ends up meeting her old family and she gets to learn about her powers. And she finds out that she comes from a family of these different powers. She can make plants grow and plants die and all kinds of things. It was really cool and very exciting. I really enjoyed it. It was by Kaylin Bayron, I believe I can say. I then read Can't Get Enough by Kennedy Ryan. That's my girl. I love me some Kennedy Ryan, and Can't Get Enough was definitely like a 6-star read for me. I am all about, you know, women being loved properly and us discovering who we are and just being ourselves authentically. So that was just right up my alley. I loved it.
Emily loves that series.
Oh my gosh. It was amazing. I loved it. It's definitely one I think I could reread every year because it's just that good. I then read, I challenged myself to read something new, All the Colors of the Dark by Chris Whitaker. That book blew my, first of all, the book was huge. So I was like, I don't know. I've been wanting to read it for a very long time. So I went ahead and I started reading that one. And I was like, man, these chapters are so short. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like it because it was like one page chapter over, 2 pages chapter over. But I loved it. It was a mystery and a love story all mixed together with, you know, him just sticking to his mind of, I got to find her. You know, he stops a kidnapping and he gets kidnapped with this girl that he's never seen before. They were like, I wouldn't say like they were just like secluded in this dark space. And it was just the fact of how they grew together. It was beautiful, you know, oddly beautiful, but it was very good. His commitment and his determination with finding her, absolutely amazing. All right, next I have All the Sinners Bleed by S.A. Cosby. This was my first Cosby novel, and it did not disappoint. I mean, I actually started reading it because you were reading it, and you were telling me about it, and I said, okay, well, I'm going to read it. I'm going to read along with you. Of course, you left me, but, you know, I did go ahead and I read it. But it was phenomenal. I loved it. I gave it 5 stars. I am now a true Cosby fan. I think anything that he writes, I am going to read. It felt like I was in the story. It was amazing. I then said that I wanted to read Hunger Games. So I decided that I was going to read Hunger Games over the summer, but I didn't get to all of them. But I did get to the first Hunger Games, and I gave that one a 4 by Suzanne Collins. It was a goal for me to read a book, you know, one of the novels, and then watch the movie. It went well, but I didn't realize how much those books actually read like the movie. So I was really surprised. They did a really great job with that. I should also mention 2 of my books. They both came out in June, but I read them in May for book trips. So kind of like an honorable mention because I read them in May, but they came out in June. So my first book that I reviewed for book trip was actually Aftertaste by Daria Lavelle, and I gave it a 5. It was very interesting. I have never read anything like it before. It was, I wish I could remember all the characters' names and things, but when you read so many books, how can you possibly remember their names, right?
Yeah, you can.
But for Aftertaste, the main character has special powers. Apparently, I'm finding my thing with books lately. You know, I like these extra special powers thing. Well, he discovers that he can taste the meals of people that have passed away. And at first, he was trying to block it as like a problem kind of thing that he had, kept it to himself. But as he grew older, he decided to embrace it. And he actually opened up a restaurant where he would allow these loved ones to have their last taste of the meal and have that experience with their loved one before they like crossed over, essentially. It was an amazing read. I have never read anything like it. And there were ghosts in it. Caleb, I read a book with ghosts in it.
Now, that's not your first book with ghosts in it. You did read The Reformatory.
Yes, but it was different.
Yes.
It was different, but I read another book with ghosts in it, and I loved it. The other book that I read was Meet Me at the Crossroads. I also reviewed that one for Book Trip. And this one, it was sci-fi, but it wasn't the weird sci-fi that I was looking for. I thought it was really going to be that, you know, just what is going on type of book, really just pull you in for it. And it did not do that for me. But I gave it a 3. It was definitely a decent read. It was very different. It was about two sisters. They're twin sisters, and they are raised very differently. One is about this religion that worships these doors, whereas the other one is more of like, I think she was raised Catholic with her mother. And they decide that the one young lady who worships these doors to these portals, so they randomly pop up, it was her time to do her, I don't know what it's called, like, I won't say ritual because that just sounds terrible, but it was whatever they have to do to like prove to their religion that, you know, they're all about it. And they both go into this door. The one young lady was not supposed to, but she runs into the door with her sister because she's also fond of them. And they get in there. Well, one of the sisters does not come out. The surviving twin, I should say, because I'm not going to give any details of who it was or anything, but the surviving twin, you're then into this world of her going to college and her living life without her sister and trying to discover who she is. And also coming that she has some special powers and things. So it was definitely a very decent read. It wasn't one like I wanted it to be more weird. It was more of a coming of age story, but I definitely did enjoy it. And that was my June.
Very interesting. Yeah, we were kind of par for the course for June. We were both kind of continuing on the progress we made all year.
Yes.
Very much the same. And then July hit.
July happened.
July
the thick
was
of summer.
Exactly. We were go, go, go. We were gone from the first week. 2 weeks later, we were gone for another week. It was just very, very busy. But I managed to read basically nothing but fantastic books. I read 5.
That's good.
The least amount of books I've ever read in a month, as far as I can remember, since like 2020. It's been
there
a really.
There's nothing wrong with reading 5 books.
I say that, but I know in October I've had some lulls where like I read like 2. So it definitely wasn't great, but I will say that it was high quality books. On my vacation, I was like, what do I want to read? I took a stack of books. I'm like, what do I want to read? What do I want to read? And I didn't know what I wanted to read. But then I said, you know what? I got audiobook credits. Let me use these up. And I've been putting this book off for so long. Matt, if you're listening, I know I already texted you. You'll be happy to hear. I read Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir. Finally, it was incredible. 5 stars. So good. Now, what made me want to read it? All of a sudden, they announced the show. And
I was about to say, isn't there a show or movie or something coming out for that?
Yeah, Ryan Gosling is playing the main character. And I'm like, I want to check it out. I want to watch that when it comes out. So I need to read this book.
Right.
I don't know what I thought it was going to be. But it was so much more different. Now, when I said earlier sci-fi that wasn't sci-fi, this is not it. Okay, this is science. This is math. This is theory of general relativity in play. This is, I learned so many things through osmosis of reading this book, and I loved every bit of it. And then you add in the fact that there's interaction with an actual alien, that some of my favorite things are, hey, just because an alien isn't bipedal and doesn't look humanoid, doesn't do this, doesn't communicate the same way. Okay. That's my favorite kind of alien. I want, because like, why would we all develop the same way? That doesn't make sense. This alien is very spider-esque. Lots of legs and arms and things. It also speaks in musical tones. So this main character has to learn to communicate with this alien, and building a database of and library of different tones to play back to communicate with this alien. And it was so cool. I loved everything about it. I loved how it ended. Just loved it. So
I think I'm going to have to try that one.
Reader beware. It's sci-fi, long.
So we'll see.
And it we'll is see. Science. So
I will try it. I will try it.
Okay.
Try.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Following on the heels of that, I was texting my buddy Matt. He was so happy that I finally read it. He says that's one of his favorite books of all time. But also, this other book that I'm going to mention, the whole series is his top three books of all time. It's the Wayward Pines series by Blake Crouch. Book one was just called Pines. Again, Matt, kudos. 5 stars. A book that I thought I understood what was happening, and I was so far off. I was so far off. It was so trippy. It takes a sci-fi turn at the end where you're just not expecting it to take that kind of turn. No, it's not Indiana Jones where the aliens are to blame. Like, it's not like that, but it was such a, I thought it was just going to be like a, you know, thriller, standard thriller. No, it mind bends you. And I was so shocked by the ending. I'm like, oh, got to go straight to book two. I didn't. You know me. I should have. But I will be, you know, one of my notes for the fall is to continue in series. So I will definitely be picking this series up to continue on.
I was going to say, he wrote Dark Matter.
He did,
which I didn't read. I've heard good things about that one. Okay. But I've heard great things about that one. He's been on my list for a while.
Blake Crouch also has written a couple of other books, and I did read one of them called Run, which I read earlier this year. And it's a thriller. And it was just like this kind of nonstop breakneck speed kind of thing. What I didn't like about that was some of the unbelievability of some of the things that were happening. Everything was just too perfect. Okay. They would be these like beyond dire circumstances that they always come up, you know, ahead with a perfect kind of last minute saving of stuff. And I just didn't love that. I like a little chaos thrown into my story, but I will say that this writing style was very different and the concept was very different. So we'll be checking it out. And I do want to check out Dark Matter. I've heard it's great.
Sweet.
Next book. I only read 5, so we're almost done. The Night and the Moth, which was actually our June book club pick. I read it in July and it was my anticipated book. We talked with some other people and we're like, we're just going to make a decision. This is the book. The Night and the Moth, here it is. I loved it. I gave it a 4. It was very much traditionally what I expected from Gillig in her fantasy writing. Little romance, a little fantasy, not a romantasy by any means, definitely still fantasy heavy. And then you get the romance aspect to it. But I thought it was more balanced in this version of it. So while I didn't give it a 5, I love the world building. I'm hoping this is a duology. I think
Rachel, it is a duology.
Does well with the duology. So I'm really hoping for book 2 next year, and I'll finish that out because I really, really enjoyed that one. And then lastly, a book that I had heard some stuff on BookTube about, and I'm like, you know what? It's short. It's available on Libby. Picking it up. It's called Of Monsters and Mainframes. And let me tell you, this is such a cool little unique sci-fi fantasy read. It's from the perspective of the ship, the spaceship. And the spaceship it's had some issues, very much like Murderbot. It has a reputation. It is flawed. People keep dying on it. Well, it turns out some of the people who ride on this ship aren't what they seem. In the first thing, she encounters a vampire. And that vampire kills everybody on the ship. And she's blamed for the loss. She's then put to sleep for years, and then she's recommissioned under a new name, and she goes out there and some more stuff happens. We've got werewolves, we've got vampires, we've got mummies, we've got all these really cool things, and they're like little short stories, but they're all connected because it's the same ship. But by the end, there's a true narrative that goes on, and it comes full circle, and I loved it. I gave it 4.5 stars. It was maybe a little quirky at times that ended up with like maybe knocking it down a little bit. But I highly recommend this as just like a really fun sci-fi fantasy horror read. It's not horror too much, but it gets gory in a few moments. But I really enjoyed that one. So that's what I finished out the month on.
You had a very heavy like sci-fi summer, especially July for you. You were like in your sci-fi bag.
I was.
That's awesome. Well, my July was when I didn't do very good for July, but I had some really good ones. For me, I was just uber duper excited to read The King of Ashes, S.A. Cosby. Again, like I said, I feel like anything he puts out, I am going to read. And I have already put his other stuff on my Kindle to read later as well, too. But King of Ashes, as soon as it became available, I knew it was going to be my book of the month pick. As soon as it got here, I think that was probably the only time that I picked up a book and read it literally within like days. Literally. It was great. But I gave that one 5 stars. And someone is still reading it, so I won't go into many details. You know,
I'm almost done.
I thought it was phenomenal. I love the action. I love the family drama. I just loved everything about King of Ashes. But unfortunately, because I was so into King of Ashes, it officially put me in my first slump. I have never been in a slump before, because then I had to read Our Night in the Moth by Rachel Gillig, and I just struggled. I just struggled so much. I gave the book a 3. It wasn't a bad book, but when you're in a slump and you're like forcing yourself to read it, it was like I was looking for the action. And I had just came off of that, you know, like that Cosby. And I'm like, oh, this book. And then I opened that one and I'm like, Caleb, what am I reading?
It took a while.
Oh my gosh, it took me so long to read it. But I finally read it. And then I said, I'm going to reread it because I definitely know that it is a good book. I just was not feeling it. So I will probably pull that one back out maybe next fall, because I do feel it's more of like a fall-ish kind of book. So I do plan on rereading that one next year, and maybe we'll talk about it on the podcast next year and see what I thought then.
Hopefully we'll have the second book announced by then.
Hopefully so, because usually what I have to do is when they're spaced out so much, I have to go back to read the first book. Because it's like, I don't remember what happened, because some of these books take so long to come out. So I will definitely be rereading that. But I did read another one that I think actually picked me up out of that. It was a thriller. And it's one that I reviewed for BookTrib, and it's called Forget Me Not by Stacey Willingham. It actually just came out, I think, last week, actually. August 20th, 26th, one of those. It was on a Tuesday, whichever one that one was. And, you know, I'm not very big on thrillers. I think this one put me in the thrillers. Okay. I totally think it did. And this one was unlike any other thriller I've ever read. It has family drama. It has dual timeline. So you have one character and you have another character, and you're trying to figure out how they're intertwined. Okay, so I won't go into details because I feel like I'm going to give the story away. But if you want to read, you know, what I thought of it, I wrote a really awesome review that I'm very proud of on BookTrib about it. But the book to me was definitely a 5-star. It picked me up right out of my slump and I was back to reading. In fact, I wanted to read more thrillers after that. And it was just a really good read. And for me, July was definitely the slower month. But I will say it was still very meaningful because, you know, at least I still read something, right?
You read something. That's all that matters. And I mean, with the exception of one, I mean, you up 2/3 of your books were 5 stars. I mean, That's really great.
Yeah. I know Rachel Gillig would have been better, but, you know, you can't go from Cosby to Rachel. You just You can't do that.
Especially not her this. Books. That Cosby is, it, like I was talking to you yesterday, it's more of a contemporary story. So you are very much in that headspace and then trying to go into a fantasy world and have that built for you. No.
Mm-mm. Oh, it was such a hard switch. And I said, I think I did it to myself because I was like, I got to read this book as we were doing our book talk on it. So I had to read it. And I was like, I don't know. I don't think this is going to go very well.
Yeah, no. But the other way around would have been fine, but not that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely not. But that's still fine. Definitely a good July.
And then we move to August and things are much more normal for us for August. And I say that because a lot of what I read was still really well received. I read 8 books, did 2 BookTrib reviews, which I'm very proud of both, but we'll get right into it. I prioritized Hemlock and Silver by T. Kingfisher, which was my first BookTrib review. I was only reading that. I was struggling to find time on vacation to finish it up. I needed finished at the beginning of August. Then I got sick. I ended up in the hospital.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Things just didn't go to plan. I wasn't in the mood to read with a tube down my throat.
I don't think so.
It set me back quite a bit. And then recovery was just took a while. You know, stomach stuff is never fun. It took me a while. But I did finish the book, and I'm very happy because I can securely say T. Kingfisher is one of the best fairy tale retellings and remix authors out there. Take this story, for example. It's the story of Snow White. Everybody knows that story. It's one of the most classic stories around. Well, let me tell you, this one really remixed it because it's a poison specialist, and they believe Snow White is being poisoned. The king has said, hey, I don't trust anybody else. You seem very far removed. Can you come help find out what's going on? Well, you end up in another world on the other side of a mirror, and you've got all this fantasy elements to things, and very, very different story than the original Snow White in such a way that you just have a good source, a good base, but then you end up getting such a unique take on it. I loved it. I gave it 4 stars. I loved my review. So again, all of our BookTrib reviews will be linked below, but that one took me a while. It took me more than half the month to get through that. So here we are. Then my next book was actually another one where I picked up at a little free library and I'm like, I've seen these books everywhere. I've heard this author, Frederick Bachman. I want to read it. I read Anxious People and I loved it. Frederick Bachman is able to capture the essence of humanity in such a cool way. Such a real way. And the quotes are just quoting. Okay, they're popping off the page. Page 1, I had like 2 things I wanted to highlight. And I'm like, I know this is going to be a good book. And I ended up giving it a 5. I absolutely loved it. Then I moved on to a book that actually I have not been able to talk about publicly because we didn't actually have a book club discussion.
No,
with everything going on, I did not get to bury our bones in the midnight soil till the very end of August, just a few days ago. And I wanted to talk about it, but we weren't going to be able to find the time. So here we are. I was a little disappointed. I gave it 3 stars. I've been chasing the high of 2 books for a very long time. Addie LaRue by this author and A Dowry of Blood by S.T. Gibson. It's like a quintessential vampire book. And I wanted this to be a blend of those. I didn't get it. I just didn't love the story itself. It was beautifully written, but I didn't like the characters as much. There's a lot of, it's toxic lesbian vampires. I mean, that's the tagline. And they were toxic. They were definitely toxic. I just didn't love it, but that's okay.
And I think that is so funny because I loved it. I know I didn't get when, you know, I'm going to go through my little August, but I might as well chime in as well. Bury Our Bones for me, I thought was a masterpiece and I gave it 6 stars. Like, I mean, I loved it and I didn't think that I was going to like it. But the way, like those characters and just, I loved it.
It wasn't worth the investment. The end payout didn't feel worth it to me.
Oh, that end payout for me was all of it. I had a feeling that that's what it was going to be just because, you know, like that other character was random. It's like, okay, why do you have this random character? And again, we don't give, you know, like super spoilery things, just kind of hints. But it was like, why do you have this random character mixed with everybody else? You know, it just didn't, I just couldn't figure out that piece. But once that reveal happened for me, I was just like, oh my gosh, this is a masterpiece. And I was just ranting and raving about it everywhere. I was like, this book is just awesome.
I feel like I got to stop hyping myself up. I got to stop anticipating books so heavily because I think I set the bar high before I've even read a page.
Mm-hmm. Because it was Suave. That's why.
I know. But
because you wanted that Addy. And it's like, for me, when I read a book, I go in fresh. A lot of times, I don't know what the books are about, you know? And that one for me, I knew it was the toxic lesbian vampires. And initially, I said, Caleb, I don't know. This doesn't sound like a book for me. And I actually like prolonged reading it because I was like, well, it's book club books, so I got to read it. And I just kept pushing it off and pushing it off. And I'm like, okay, fine. I better read this book because, you know, I knew you were going to read it and you were going to fly through it and you were going to be ready. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try. I started reading it. And I think I started and stopped it like 3 times. And I was like, okay, I'm going to give it one more go and give it a try because you won't let me DNF a book club book. So I have to read it.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, I loved it. Masterpiece for me. But I'm sorry. I had to add my three sips in there.
I just, I was shocked, to say the least, mm-hmm. but that's okay. That's what book club's about. I can't love every book we pick. Otherwise, I probably shouldn't be in charge of picking books because I'm just picking books I want to read. I want to be challenged to books I, you know, maybe didn't, like Our Infinite Fates. I didn't expect to want to read that and I loved it. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because we had a flip-flop for our books recently. It's like, I'm either loving them and you're hating them or you're hating them and I'm loving them.
Absolutely. And granted, I don't think any of us has given a book below a 3-star from book club, maybe a 2 once. You did what?
13th Shout.
You DNF'd that one, didn't you?
I sure did.
I only let her have 1 DNF a year, so she's done.
Mm-hmm.
And that was January.
Mm-hmm. I was not a fan of 13th Shout. No, that was my challenge. That was my book club challenge pick.
My last DNF was when we first started, which was 5 Broken Blades. But that wasn't technically a book club. That was a challenge.
Yes.
I hated that book.
That was our first challenge that we ever did.
Mm-hmm. I hated that book.
I'm going to reread it.
I know. You're insane. But yeah, on to the next one for me. I have this is all in the kind of the same realm where I was in like this thing. I'm finally going to pick up The Will of the Many. It's been everywhere. Everyone's talking about James Islington and his style of fantasy. It's Roman inspired. Okay. It's very much, it's got the Caesar name. It's got all these different things. It's such a unique world that has this lore to it that the mystery is the most intriguing part. What was the cataclysm? What happened? What is this? Why is this will, which is something that everybody's born with, but the higher up you are, the more you get other people's will ceded to you, which makes you more powerful. The lower you are on the totem pole, you have to give up that will. You can't use it yourself. And then we get a story of an orphan who is picked up to try and do this kind of plot to not overthrow, but kind of figure out what's going on in this military school, this all the senator's children and this, that, and the other. And it was such a cool mixture of this like fantasy. And then you have like the teen school competition kind of thing, but really, really, really well done. So I ended up giving it a 5-star. If I could give it 10, I would. It was perfect. So much so that I begged my editor from Book Trib to give me book 2. And guess what? It's on its way. It's in the mail. So book 2 will be getting reviewed for Book Trib. I'm so excited to continue in this. James Islington, Brandon Sanderson, right there. they are on par.
I've heard great things about it. And believe it or not, that one's actually on my to-be-our list. So I plan on actually reading that one.
I think it's going to be one of the fantasy series that really sets people on a fantasy kick. Once you pick that up, it's going to be easy to pick up other ones because it's not always easy to read, but the story is so intriguing. You just keep on going. You just need to know the next thing. So yeah. And then on my military Greek inspired kind of thing, I switched over to Red Rising by Pierce Brown. Very similar stories. You've got the teen. He's a red from Mars. He lives underneath the soil trying to work towards terraforming the planet. They're basically slaves. They're killed whenever, you know, they step out of line. All of that. And then turns out the planet's already been terraformed. It's beautiful up there. They're keeping these people down there in ignorance to use them. And he finds out the truth and he goes and decides to become part of the plot to overthrow this. And he is such a fun character. You're talking about Katniss Everdeen. You're talking about, Ender's Game, Ender from Ender's Game. This book, the tagline on the front of the book is, there was Ender, there was Katniss, and now there's Darrow. And Darrow is such a good character to follow. It's definitely a brutal book. It's Hunger Games brutal. It's a lot of brutality, but
it was
really good.
I've heard things about this one. I've heard a lot of very good things about this one, and it's all over book talk, and everyone is just talking about how good Red Rising is.
I will say
this. The whole series.
I probably won't jump into the next book for a while. I'm not so in love with it. I did give it a 4-star. I'm not so in love with it that I'm just like ready for the next book. It did take me a while to get through it. I split it up. I read the first half on vacation and then I didn't touch it for weeks. And then I touched it and finished it at the end. Good. I will eventually continue, but it might be several. It'll probably be next year. No, the way that I read. But yeah,
it kind of reads like a summer kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. It depends on what the next book is going to be like. Because it ends in a very interesting spot, but like it's also like a spot that I feel like book two is going to be slow. And whereas book one was like crazy paced, book two, I think, is going to be slower.
It's actually better rated than book one. So on Fable, because that's what I'm using. So Fable is a 4.1 for Red Rising, and Golden Sun is actually a 4.5.
Interesting. Okay. Well, maybe I will pick it up soon.
Apparently, it's supposed to get better. Book 3.4.6. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's a lot of books.
Yeah, they branch off. It's not the same
highly rated
character the whole time, I don't think. After the first three, I think it moves to a different kind of thing.
Okay, last one. Lightbringer is whichever book this is. Book 6. Caleb, it has a 4.7 as the rating.
But it is new. I think it came out within the last few months, at least within the last 6 months.
That's actually a pretty good rating.
That's
7,000, 4.7. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So, maybe I'll continue in it sooner than later.
That gives me a chance to read it. So,
yeah.
Maybe we could discuss it next time.
That'd be fun. My last two books, Katabasis by R.F. Kuang. I was asked, somebody dropped out of BookTrib to review this book. And I can understand why. It is a very heavily written book. It took me a very long time to get through this book. But when I did, on the other side of it, I really enjoyed it. I've not read Babel. I've not read Yellowface. I've not read The Poppy War. I've not read anything by this author. But I will say Katabasis was such a unique story. It's very much like Ninth House. Somebody's down in hell. You got to go back. But it took the character growth to a new level. The way it was written was so high. I found out recently that R.F. Kuang has 3 very high-end academic degrees, Yale, Oxford. She's getting her 4th degree here soon. I mean, she is a very intelligent person, and it comes through in this book. They spend a lot of time talking about theoretical math, equations, formulas, philosophy, Socrates, Plato, so many things that are just like, whoop, way over my head. I'm not that smart. So take that aside, peel back the layer, and what you really find is a conversation about prioritizing your own mental health, recognizing toxicity and abuse and manipulation and just all these other things. It's such a good mental health book. And my review for that really focuses on that because I don't want people to go in there just thinking they're getting a fantasy book. Rebecca Kwong is writing a book about the perils of an institution that very few people get to see. And granted, this isn't specifically talking about Oxford or Yale or any real institution, but we know wicked people exist everywhere. And reading it here, even in the high-end part of society, you can see where some of this exists in this book. And it was incredible. I loved it. I didn't give it five because it was really heavily written.
Yeah, you said it was a heavy one.
Mm-hmm. I'm not itching to pick up books that make me feel stupid. So, yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm picking up the books that are like, you know, 800 pages.
Yeah. This one was long. It was 560 pages. It was long, but it was good. It was a very different take on hell than I expected. It was definitely more of an academic thing rather than like fire and brimstone and torture. The torture was very appropriate to the way the book was written. But
okay.
Lastly, thank God we've made it to the end. My last book I finished 2 days ago, and I can't stop talking about it because it was the fastest paced book that I've read in a long time. And because it was so fast paced, so brutal, so incredible, I gave it 5 stars. No Exit by Taylor Adams. I read one other book called The Last Word by Taylor Adams. I gave it 5 stars, but that 5 stars was because I had such a good time because of the pacing and the craziness of the book and the reveals and the flip-flops. And this book is methodical in its reveals and its flip-flops and its pacing. So it's a true 5, whereas the other one's probably like a 4.5 or 4 that I was giving a 5 because I had such a good time. This book blew me away. And it's very quick premise. She's trying to get home. Her mother's in the hospital with pancreatic cancer. She's probably not going to survive. She's trying to race home over the Rockies. Snowstorm causes her to pull over at a random, you know, exit rest stop. She gets there. There's just a few people sheltering from the storm. Well, she goes out there to try and get some cell signal, and she sees what she thinks is a little hand in the back of a van. Turns out there's a little girl trapped in a cage in the back of the van. And she has to figure out who has this little girl trapped in the cage, and of the 4 people that are inside the building. So she's trying to do it without alerting everybody because she doesn't know what kind of danger. If you're willing to kidnap, you're willing to kill maybe. And it goes off the rails so fast, and it is so crazy. And I loved everything about it. All of the characters are well done. Just there's some real brutal moments. There's a nail gun. That's all I'm saying. It is a brutal book, but it was so well done. Taylor Adams, I can't wait for the next book. That's it.
Wow. That sounds like an adventure for sure. I don't think I have any books that kind of match that for my August. Like, I already talked about, you know, Barrier Bones, so I'm not going to go further into that one. But I would have to say maybe Catching Fire. That was one of the books that I read. And Catching Fire for me was, it was exciting. Like I said, I think I really love when the book feels like a movie, you know, like, of course, it is a movie, but it's just something when you're reading that book and you like feel like you're there. I think that is definitely what I love about reading. And it was awesome. Book 2 of Hunger Games. I'm planning to read book 3 here soon. So I'm all for it. Am I allowed to discuss our book club book? Or
that's a good point. I don't think you can. We are going to do the live show next week. So it would technically come out 2 days before our live show.
Okay, so no, I'm not going to give details on that one, but I read Atmosphere, which was our book for August.
August,
yes, because we're now in September. So I did read that one. That was one of the books that I read. I didn't have a lot of reads in August, and I thought I had a whole lot more. I actually discovered that I did have one more book that I read, which was 20 Years Later by Charlie Dunley, but I didn't like it. It was very weird. And it wasn't my kind of weird. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. I thought it was going to be more of like 9/11 events and how to uncover what happened. Well, it was only a mention in the book. It wasn't actually about 9/11. It was more so how somebody was doing some things they shouldn't have done. And it's the unraveling of their weird life, essentially, and they were trying to cover up what they were doing before they disappeared.
So you know what it was really drives me crazy? I didn't realize this is the one that you read. I read this one.
I didn't like it.
It was my book club pick for my Green Circle Growers book club. And
okay,
I gave it 4 stars.
I didn't like it. I did.
I will say I fully understand why everybody else in the book club. Like I said, it says, I was locked in to give this book a solid 3-star review. Had an intriguing setup. Hadn't read before, but quickly became just another standard crime mystery with all the twists in their appropriate place. But that final chapter blew me away.
No, I didn't even get there. I think I made it to like if chapter 3 or 4. Oh, I couldn't figure out who the characters were and what they were doing and the kinky weird stuff for the other person. Just weird. I couldn't. That was not an Ashley
I thought
book.
You were reading a different one. I didn't realize when you said 9/11, no. I'm like, wait a minute. That's the one I read. I don't dig the author.
No, I was not a fan of that one. I did, however, I am actually still reading 2 books. So one book that I picked up in August, it just seemed fitting for the atmosphere of being in August, was The Covenant of Water. I have been talking about reading this book for so long by Abraham Verghese, I believe is how you say it. And I love it. It's just long and it's heavy, but the way that it is written is very beautiful. And it's one of those books that if you're going to read it, it is a commitment to read it because it's about 2 different characters, you know? And at first, when I read the first, you know, part one, I'm like, oh, okay, I like this. I'm enjoying it. You know, the family aspect. And then part two comes and it's Digby. And I'm like, well, who's Digby? And why is Digby? You know, apparently Digby is a doctor. And his part is really like medical heavy about different procedures and removing goiters and just, it made me like, I'm going to have to put this one, you know, take my time with it because it's very heavy on the medical language necessarily and the different procedures that he goes, you know, and performs and miracles and things. But it's very, very good. I am not done with it, though. Like I said, it's a commitment, but I will hopefully finish it this fall. Actually, I plan to finish it in September. And then the other book that I did start because I was looking for some adventure, right? I'm finding that my months have been a little bit drier, especially when I pick up like these big, thick literary fiction type of books, right? So I went ahead and I picked up A Quarterfoot Silver Flames. You know, why not? It has adventure. It has some of the things that I was looking for, because again, like I said, my month has just felt kind of on the drier side. But I do plan on actually reading that one, hopefully before this week is over. I did start it on, I think it was just past Thursday. So like right at the end of the month, and I thought I was going to finish it. But you know, when you're studying things and, you know, professional development, yeah, you don't get to read as much as you want. No. But A Court of Silver Flames, definitely enjoyable. I have been picking that up, bits and pieces here. But those are definitely my, those are my reads for August. Very simple.
We finished it. It's summer's over. Okay.
Yes.
We will be all right. We didn't read what we expected to read, but we're on the other side of things. It's now getting into the better season for reading. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to be ripping and running too much. For the first little bit, we will, but we have some stuff, you know, coming up that I think will enable us to read a little bit more and hopefully some better reads.
Absolutely.
So that was everything we read in summer. However, what didn't we get to? I had quite a few things that, like, I was really hopeful. I started off the year really strong with my Year of the Cosmere, trying to get all my Brandon Sanderson done in a year, and I was ahead of the game. I did not read a single Brandon Sanderson book all summer. And I'm sad.
I'm laughing because that was sad. The only thing you were talking about for like the whole year.
And the worst part is a book came out sooner than was supposed to, which was his newest novel, The Isles of the Emberdark. And I'm mad because I pre-ordered it. I got it on Kindle. I got it on Audible. I even thought about reviewing it for BookTrib, but trying to stick with my reading order, I have to read that book at the end of everything. So
I didn't know it was at the end of everything.
It is a sci-fi story that is distantly in the future of all of his existing books. Oh, okay. So it's going to be the new, you know, talk about like Marvel Cinematic Universe kind of phases. This is the newest phase. So while I can read it, it is a standalone. It mm-hmm. would be best to read it at the end of everything. So I am still going to try and finish that my normal list of books, what exists now, by the end of the year so that I can get to this book, hopefully this year. But I was disappointed.
He's got another one coming out in December, right?
I think that one is
December 9th, I believe. He's supposed to have another book coming out. It's like a Pretty Blue or something.
I don't know. I'll have to look at that. Because I haven't been keeping up with it so much, I've been trying to finish what I have. And the way mm-hmm. this man writes is too fast for anyone mm-hmm. to keep up with. And I have a backlist. So even if I was in the thing waiting a year for a book, like he just released, it's almost been a year since the last book in Stormlight came out. And that took mm-hmm. many years to write. So right. It is what it is, but I didn't read any Sanderson, boohoo. Oh, well, I will be reading one book this month for sure, Rhythm of War, and I'm going to go to that next.
Okay.
And then the only other book that I really had on my summer reading list was a book that I was terrified to even touch, which was called The House mm-hmm. of Leaves. And this book is, you can't listen to it on audio because the whole joy of reading the book is because of the way it's written. And I don't have it here with me, but the story is kind of a descent into madness. And it starts out with like just this strange house and mm-hmm. the house, the dimensions on the outside don't match the dimensions on the inside. That's just kind of like one premise of something there. But then it's this descent into madness where the chapters start getting written. And they're blocks and they're sideways and they're this way. Some of the words swirl on the page. Some of them are just one line on a whole page.
I remember it's that one.
So much formatting fun.
Yeah.
People either love it or hate it. And
you were
going to
read that one on
so
vacation.
Long.
I remember
I
you were talking about that one.
Before we went to Myrtle Beach. And I was like, oh, I had a gift card. Let me just go over into Barnes. This is the perfect book. I spent like mm-hmm. $2 extra on it with tax, and I started it, and it's such a big book. It's a textbook size book, so it's not a normal book, and it's okay. paperback, and it's still every bit of 500 pages of textbook style things.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a big book, so it's going to take me a while. I wanted to finish it up this summer. I didn't get to it. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I'll finish it up. That feels like a good wintery time. So maybe by the end of the year, I'll sit up in a cozy by the fireplace with my blanket and I'm just going to devour this book. We'll see.
We'll see.
So what did you not get to?
You know, surprisingly, as I take a look and like look back over the summer and what I had planned, it wasn't as many. I think I kind of went off of vibes and what I had to read over the summer. So for me, I really wanted to read Broken Country. And of course, I didn't write down who any of these books are by. But Broken Country was actually one of the Book of the Month books, I believe. But for some reason, it's a book that I am very interested in reading. It feels like a summer read. It's about some type of family mystery. Somebody passes or something or murdered. I don't know exactly the details, but I want to read it. And I do actually have, I think the audio is only like 7 or 8 hours. It's very short. So I did not get to read it, but however, I do plan on reading it in September. I did want to read Five Broken Blades. Five Broken Blades, actually the third book just came out, Three Shattered Souls. So there's three books total, right? So I'm like, I need to read more. Initially, I thought it was going to be like five books until it's like the one silver sword or something, right? But I thought because we did not like the way it was written the first time, I said I want to give it another try. The books did come out really fast, and I am a sucker for a beautiful book, right? We all know this. I'm a sucker for a gorgeous book. So yes, I did buy Four Ruined Worlds.
You're insane.
I'm going to buy Three Shattered Souls because, I mean, they're gorgeous, Caleb.
I don't even think they're that pretty. They're just meh.
It's just something about them that I do love. So I wanted to read
Ashley,
that series.
The first book hasn't even been out a year, and the third book is out.
That's okay. She might have written them ahead of time, but maybe just releasing with Red Tower. We don't know when these books are technically written.
You're not wrong, because that's what all of the Dungeon Crawler Carl books have been re-released, and they've all been coming out within the year. So I agree. However, judging from the way the first book was written, it was indigestible for me. And so I can't imagine that the next two books got better.
I think for me, it was more so because I was trying to listen to the book and work and do all of the things. And that is one thing I have learned for sure this year is that I can't read certain books while trying to do all the things. And reading them with my eyes, especially something like the book trip books, because I can't listen to them. But I'm finding that I'm getting back to that original love of reading the books, whether they're physical or on my Kindle. I am back in that space. And I think I need to give Five Broken Blades another try with my eyes. So
that is,
I wanted to read that over the summer.
Your prerogative. You do you.
You're I'm not joining it.
I gave it a try, and I know that's not the book for me.
I'm going to try it, but, you know, I don't know when I will get there. I am still going to buy book three just because so I can, you know, close out the trilogy necessarily. You know, I want them for my shelf, right? The other book that I wanted to read that I just didn't get to was a Frederick Bachman book. I really want to read My Friends. The book is like in like a pool or a lake or something. Mm-hmm. It just seems like a good summer read. I don't know, like good, but I wanted to read it, right? I didn't get to it. And I don't know if I will get to it this year. It might be something that I push off, but I definitely want to read a Frederick Bachman book. That was one of the ones. And last but not least, I plan on finishing A Little Life this summer. It is now going into fall. Well, I still have about 3 more weeks, so maybe we'll get there. But I really planned on closing up A Little Life over the summer. But that section 4 that I'm in, I think it's section 4, the Axiom of Equality, I had to just put it down. Poor Jude. You know, I'll just leave it at that. Poor Jude. It hurt my heart because I thought things were just really up on the up. And then that part of the book, and I was like, I got to put it down. But I am halfway through the book, and I do plan on finishing it before the end of September. But surprisingly, only 3 books that I didn't read for the summer.
Yeah, I think, speaking of Frederick Bachman, I think we should try and tackle the book Bear Town together. I say tackle the book as if it's going to be difficult. No, Frederick Bachman books are easy to read, but I think we should do that because it is, I think it's more of a wintry kind of read. So maybe we can do that over the next couple months. We can both read that together.
Okay.
Because I do want to read another Frederick Bachman. And everybody says that's
their good one.
Favorite one. And this may even be a good book club pick because it's backlisted. Mm-hmm. And we can do my friends do this on BookTube. They do a watch party. There's a show or a movie or something for Bear Town. So maybe we could do that with our book club members. That'd be fun.
That would be fun. And I'm thinking of like when we can read. I'm like, November? Bears? November? Okay, so let's put that on for November. Because, you know, this is how we are apparently picking book club picks, you know, or going off of different vibes. And this actually works because we're getting ready to talk about our book club stuff, right?
That's right.
So we have definitely made quite a few changes with book club. We want to see more engagement. You know, we have some of our, you know, ultra diehards that are there. Is that the right word to call them? Like
diehards?
I don't know what to call them, right? But we have our, I'll put it this way, faithful few. We'll have our faithful few that are in there with us. They're talking, they're engaging, and, you know, they're putting those polls out there on things that they would like to read. But we want to see more engagement. So that means that Caleb and I can no longer just plow through the book in a couple of days just so we can talk about it on live, right? So we're going to start being a lot more active. We have some polls and maybe some games, some trivia, and interactive bookish questions. In fact, I just posted one this morning about our book with a Q&A session that I found. And I'm like, yes, this is awesome. We're already starting off the month strong. So we are reading for the month of September. Yes. For the month of September, we have decided to read The Poppy Fields by Nikki Ehrlich.
Yep.
Okay. I was like, oh, am I going to get that right? She wrote the book previously, The Measure, which was the book about the boxes that randomly appeared everywhere. And I believe you read this book.
I thought I that didn't. Book
was. You did not. Oh, man. No. I loved it. I read it when I just started reading. So, like, probably 2 years ago, I think I read it. And it's just one of those books that stuck with me. And The Poppy Fields was actually on our poll for last month. And I voted for it, but it did not win.
I think I voted for it too, and it didn't win.
I was hoping for it to win because I've really been excited to read this one. But we did go ahead and just select it for September. And we now have milestones and weekly goals and, you know, maybe even do some live reading sprints with the book club and maybe have an open discussion about, you know, the section that we just read. But I'm excited for it. What about you?
I'm super excited. So excited that I already started it. Caleb's turning over a new leaf. I'm reading books in the month that they are. We are going to be more structured with everything. Okay. You're going to see that with the podcast here. We're getting real organized. We're using our Notion subscription to the best of our ability, building calendars, building content. We're really taking this seriously. And so I want to make sure that we're doing the book club books like the week after we finish the month. So nobody wants to be trying to remember something 2-3 weeks after we read it and we're already reading new reads. It's just too difficult. And it's not fun for anyone involved because you read it at the beginning of the month. I read it at the end of the month. You don't remember anything. I remember everything. Mm-hmm. Some people didn't finish it because there's no engagement online. So we're making changes and we're going to do our live show for Atmosphere next Sunday. And then I believe the 5th of October is going to be our scheduled book club discussion live on YouTube or StreamYard or maybe even this platform here, Riverside, that we're now using.
I like Riverside.
I do too. But we do want to give just like a quick premise of The Poppy Fields, and I'm just going to kind of paraphrase my take on it. So this book is tackling grief, and we talked about this. Episode 2 of our original podcast was all about grief. One of my favorite episodes we ever filmed. It was heavy. It was heavy on our hearts. Grief is a very tough topic. And Nikki is writing this book with kind of a speculative approach to things where what if you could escape your grief, could heal from your grief by sleeping through the grief? And there's this center in California in the desert where you can go. It's completely free. It doesn't cost a single dollar for those who are qualified. And they will put you into a basically medically induced coma. And while you are asleep, you will process your grief of losing a loved one, of losing a pet, of losing your job, of whatever major event is going through your life. And there's some science behind it that they're trying to do things to you subliminally while you're sleeping that kind of help with that. But there are also some side effects. And some of those side effects are basically significantly heightened emotions. That's the major side effect. So there are people on a journey across the country all headed to the same place. Some of them are hoping to sleep away through grief. Some of them are hoping to discover the truth about the center. Some of them are hoping to find a loved one who's been missing, who was last seen at the center. So I'm excited. There's a little bit of mystery, it feels like a found family drama kind of cross-country journey. I think it's going to be a really good literary book.
That's good. I'm actually more excited to read it now that you've explained it, because I knew that it tackled grief, but I didn't know, like, I'll be honest, this is the first time I'm really like digging into the book because I was trying to close out August, but now I'm bringing in September. So I'm really more excited to read it, and I'll probably start it this evening.
Yeah, see, that's good. We got something to talk about next week.
I'm probably going to start it this evening. Yes, because it just seems like, you know, I knew it was a treatment facility, but I didn't know exactly what it was. And I was trying to figure out how the grief aspect was tied into it. So I'm more intrigued to read this and really see what the Poppy Fields is about.
I think it's going to be a good one. I think we're going to have a great discussion on it. So
I think so, too.
Well, it's been a long one. Now, we've been away for the summer, y'all. So bear with me. The first episode is going to be long, but we'll get this down to a more manageable time for our upcoming episodes. But
we're back. We had to catch up. Like you said, we had to dust off the cobwebs and the dust and all the other things. So I'm happy to be back and to have season two. And there's so much that we have in store and going on. And I'm just excited for this season.
And you can now match the face to the name.
Yes.
Okay. Because this
we are
is
real.
Unfortunately, my face. But we are people. We're not AI. And we're so excited to be here for season two.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're going to sign off with our traditional goodbye. And that is
happy reading.
Thanks, everybody.